Opinions stated by various contributors to Faces of Success Radio and its radio programs are not to be considered as endorsed by Faces of Success Radio. Visitors are urged to use their own discernment to draw their own conclusions. All information, products, services, and use of this website is for personal use only. FacesOfSuccessRadio.com does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained with the website. Any services or products provided by Faces of Success Radio and its host contributors should be used solely for entertainment and enjoyment. We emphasize the importance of keeping an open mind and not construing the data, products, and/or services as factual. And as always, we thank you for listening.
Good evening, everyone. It is your girl, Nye, and you beautiful people are tuned in to Nye Airwaves on Faces of Success Radio. We have a great show for you this evening with an exclusive interview with the stars, specifically the amazing, heavy-hitting 1970s and 80s band by the name of Heatwave. They will be in the studio for an exclusive interview later on in the show, but of course, we've got a little bit of mini gossip, spilling a little bit of tea from Graham to the Emmy, and of course, your favorite songs by the one and the only Heatwave. Dial that hotline 323-642-1569 and press 1 to connect to the host and ask questions for Heatwave. Kicking off the show with one of my personal favorites of theirs, Boogie Nights by Heatwave. Stay tuned for the exclusive interview and the gossip. Again, Heatwave, Boogie Nights.
Oh,
It's good to the enemy. Get your lemon tea, raspberry tea, preach tea, my personal favorite, sweet tea from McDonald's. All right, let's get into this, your gossip, and make sure y'all dial that hotline, 323-642-1569, for an exclusive interview with the one, the only, hottest group of the 70s and 80s, Heat Wave. We were just playing one of my personal favorites, Boogie Nights by Heat Wave. Well, everybody, here's a da-da-da-da-da update. The 2017 Billboard Music Award nominations have been announced. Drake and the Chainsmokers leading the pack with 22 nominations. Among those, Drake will compete for Top Artist, Top Male Artist, and Top Billboard 200 Artist. Chainsmokers will also be nominated for Top Artist as well as Top Duo Group and Top 100 Artist. 21 Pilots follows with 17 nominations, Rihanna with 14, The Weeknd with 13, and Beyonce with 8. Here are the categories and the nominations. Top Artist, Adele, Beyonce, Justin Bieber, The Chainsmokers, Drake, Ariana Grande, Shawn Mendes, Rihanna, The Weeknd, and 21 Pilots. Top New Artist, Alicia Cara, Designer, Lil Uzi Vert, Lucas Graham, and Zayn. Billboard Chart Achievement Award, presented by Xfinity, Luke Bryan, Nicki Minaj, Chainsmokers, The Weeknd, and 21 Pilots. Top Male Artist, Justin Bieber, Drake, Future, Shawn Mendes, and The Weeknd. Top Female, Adele, Beyonce, Ariana Grande, Rihanna, and Sia. Top Duo Group, Coldplay, The Chainsmokers, Florida Georgia Line ain't did nothing in a long time. Guns N' Roses and 21 Pilots. Now, for Top Billboard 200 Artists, Beyonce, Drake, Prince. How y'all gonna nominate Prince for a Billboard Award? Something he can't accept himself personally. How y'all gonna I'm not gonna go there. 21 Pilots at The Weeknd. And Top Sales, Chainsmokers, Drake, Prince, Justin Timberlake, and 21 Pilots. So those are the nominations for the Billboard Awards this year. Moving on, the Dodgers news, Adidas honors Jackie Robinson for 70th anniversary. Adidas unveiled a new cleat and turf trainer in Robinson's honor. It's also announced a new stadium at John Muir High School in Pasadena, California, where Robinson graduated. The Afterburner cleats can be seen and previewed if you just Google them. The Adidas baseball icon turf trainer is designed to showcase style and built the clock and hours at the batting cage and practice fields. The trainer pays homage to Robinson in lightweight, durable tweed material that reflects the tweed suit jacket Robinson wore the day he retired from the game, along with a leather heel and reinforced heel clip in the shape of Ebbets Fields. Robinson's signature is highlighted in gold foil on the lateral side of the trainer and his signature and 70th anniversary stencil to commemorate at the historic date he started in the majors are embossed in the reinforced metal iron skin toe cap of the medial side. Mirroring the special edition cleats, Robinson's stats are stapled on the heel pull tab. The Afterburner as well as the trainer will be available Friday on Adidas.com. The cleats are $120, while the trainer is $100. Now, let me describe this cleat for y'all before y'all go and Google it. It's a cream, I want to say an off-white, not quite a cream, maybe an ecru color. And the the soul, the details, and the tongue are copper, while the laces are white and copper, and it has a little bit of gold detailing in between, surrounded by copper. The sole of the shoe is black. The cleats are black and copper. It's a decent shoe. That you can definitely tell that they put a lot of effort into the design overall. But, yeah, make sure y'all check that out on Adidas.com, and they drop Friday. Miss Mariah Carey is dropping some news on us. A da-da-da-da-da. Update. Mariah Carey sets new label pact with Epic Records. Studio album coming this year. Yep, Mariah about to get her own label, y'all. Epic Records has recommitted to Mariah Carey, announcing yesterday a new joint partnership between the singer's Butterfly MC Records and the Sony Music Entertainment label, as well as long-awaited studio album due out later this year. Terms of the partnership were not disclosed. The deal seemingly puts the rest of the rumors that Carey's record contract was in jeopardy. The 5-time Grammy-winning singer was signed to Epic Records chairman CEO L.A. Reid in 2016, with whom she worked with in 2005's multi-platinum selling album, The Emancipation of Mimi, and released while Reid was running Universal Music label Island Def Jam. Carey launched her career at Sony Columbia in 1990 when she scored the first of her 5 consecutive Billboard 100 hits, Vision and Love, Love Takes Time, Someday, I Don't Want to Cry, and Emotions. Carey, I put my heart and soul into more of my new music. I am so thrilled for this next chapter and to continue working with and for everyone I love. The partnership comes on the heels of several headlines. Gabbing months of Carey, in December she launched Mariah's World, which is her e-reality show on e-entertainment, famously endured technical complications at ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, broke off her engagement with Australian billionaire James Parker, and announced then was postponed, and touring with Lionel Richie. And she also released a new single. Well, it's not quite new exactly. She released a single with YG called I Don't. It's kind of hot, by the way. But I checked that out for myself. So congratulations, Mariah. All right, now. Here's one last alter cab before we get back into the music for Heat Wave. Make sure y'all dial that line 323-642-1569 and press whoop, 1 to connect to the host. Wave some questions. All right, now. 50 Cent punches female fan during Baltimore concert, then invites her on stage for a twerk session. Yep, I'ma say it one more again. 50 Cent punches female fan during Baltimore concert, then invites her on stage for a twerk session. In the video, the Candy Shop rapper 41 is seen performing on stage with hip-hop group The Lox at Baltimore Soundstage. When he reaches down to the crowd to shake hands with a fan, the woman, clad in a floral white dress, appears to aggressively grab onto the star's arm and nearly pull him off stage into the crowd. 50 Cent is seen then throwing a punch at the woman, likely in an attempt to free himself from her grasp. Another man helps 50 Cent climb back on stage before the rapper extends an olive branch and asks the woman to join him. Come on, tell her to come over here, he instructs a member of the crew. Tell her to come up on stage. The unidentified fan appeared uninjured and was later seen dancing and twerking near the corner of the stage while Uncle Murda performed Wrap Up 2016. This incident was somewhat reminiscent to rapper Kevin Gates' much more serious attack in 2015, which he kicked a female fan in the chest after she tugged on his shorts during a concert in Florida. Oh, wait. These rappers getting out of hand. First, they not showing up to their gigs. Then they go into colleges promising they going to make appearances, and they get their check, and then they don't show. Now we punching fans in the face now. For real? We punching fans in the face? I don't know what to think of y'all nowadays, because these entertainers now, these youngins is getting out of hand. Me personally, just saying. All right, baby. It's time for me to get up out of here. We've got about 10 minutes till the exclusive interview with the one, the only 1970s and 80s hell and royalty of the disco era and group period, Heatwave. We're about to get into another one of their jams. This is Mind Blowing Decisions by Heatwave. Stay tuned for the exclusive interview. Mm-hmm. Love you, sugar.
Taking always and forever. Each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. Something I can't explain, just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and say a second to give to me that magic you make. And every love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. Take time to tell me you really care, and we'll share tomorrow. For a very long time,
always, forever,
me with you, you with me, we in one, love together,
always, forever,
for a very long time, loving you,
always, forever. Day.
Ever and a day.
Always, forever, love you.
Ever.
She watches all the shows.
Baby, baby.
Michaels proudly presents the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert. Saturday, May 6, 2017. Nominees and performances by GQ. Howard Hewitt. For the lover in you, the dream. Girl, I'm gonna make this a night. Remember that. Get ready, ready, ready tonight. I'm gonna make this a night. Remember that. Club Nouveau. And John John of Troop.
Good evening, everyone. It is your girl, Nye, and you are tuned into Nye Airwaves. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective, sponsored by Faces of Success Radio. It's time for our exclusive interview portion of the show featuring the amazing and incomparable, iconic group, Heatwave. Let's introduce them one time. Though their time in the spotlight was relatively short, Heatwave remains one of the most beloved groups of the 70s. That they even made it as far and as long as they did was the result of an amazing ability to overcome even the most horrible obstacles, including the death of one member and two incidents that left other members paralyzed or severely injured. Heatwave was formed in the early 70s by a group of U.S. servicemen stationed in Germany. The band went through various changes in personnel and finally settled in England as a septet featured vocalist brothers Johnny and Keith Wilder and keyboardist-songwriter Rod Temperson. It became the first true international dance group, which members were from the U.S., England, Czechoslovakian, and Spain. After gaining a strong following in Europe as a result of its energetic, often acrobatic shows, Heatwave began recording its first album, Too Hot to Handle, in 1976. In the first of many tragedies the group would face, guitarist Jesse Wittens was killed. He was replaced, and the group finished Too Hot. Moderately successful cuts and released from the album in Europe. The album's lead single, Boogie Nights, was issued and became an international number one hit and one of the definitive songs of the disco era. They followed it with equally memorable ballad, Always and Forever, which has continued to be one of the most popular wedding songs of the last three decades. Let's cue them in one time. Hello, hello, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
I gave a little bit of info about you, and thank you so much for being in the studio. Yes, sir. Please introduce yourself and
welcome.
Tell us who Heatwave really is.
Well, I'm Eugene Phillips. Keith Wilder was supposed to be on the interview, but he's feeling under the weather today, so he didn't make it. But my name is Eugene Phillips. I'm one of the lead vocalists of the group. I'm glad to be on the air with you.
All right. So, first and foremost, what would you say is your most favorite memory with being in the group?
Oh, wow. I have to pick one.
Well, if you have a few, please share with us, but your fondest memories.
There's several, but I would have to say one of my fondest memories would be proposing to my wife on Always and Forever. That was
aww,
memorable. That was pretty special. And another memorable situation was in Hawaii. We did a show in Hawaii, and we did a portion of a show where we broke into some Parliament Funkadelic, and the place went kind of bananas. People was jumping on the stage, and security had to get people off the stage, and they had to take an intermission, and it was wild, you know. So that was memorable too.
So you guys were one of the most memorable groups of the 70s and hailing into the 80s. How did Heat Wave become Heat Wave? How did you come up with the name Heat Wave? Of everything that was out, of all the amazing groups that were in the 70s, how did you define yourselves as Heat Wave?
Well, I'm not sure. Johnny Wilder named the group, but the group was originally named Chicago Heat Wave. And when Keith joined the group, as well as Rod and Mario and Bilbo, and when they started touring Europe and got some success and eventually signed with GTO Records, they dropped the Chicago part and just called themselves Heat Wave. I'm not really sure why Heat Wave was chosen as the name, but I do know the original name of the group was Chicago Heat Wave.
Okay, well, I guess you could say in a way Heat Wave, because you guys brought the funk, you brought the heat, you brought the music, the lyricism, and it was always hot. And I guess that's why everybody gravitated towards you overall. I guess I'll brush your shoulders off a little bit. That's why you could call yourself Heat Wave, because you guys were overall amazing. So you guys forming as servicemen stationed in Germany, and from England to U.S. to Slovakia and Spain. How did you all know collectively that this is something special? What was the definitive moment that you knew you'd be a group and you'd be who you are now?
You know, Keith would be better to answer that question, although he's not here right now, because and that took place back in probably 71, 72, and I wasn't a member in 72. So when I joined Heat Wave, Heat Wave had already, started the ascend to the top. But if I had to venture a guess, I would say it's when Rod Temperton joined the group, and he had so many songs that he had written that was available for the group to perform. So when they started performing in army bases and the military bases, when they started getting that type of notoriety where everybody was coming to their shows, I think that's when they knew they had something special.
All right. So I know bands overall, it's intense in rehearsals because you got to make sure that you're hitting the right notes, you're on your cues, the dance moves, the costumes. What were rehearsals like for Heat Wave overall, or from your personal experience?
Oh my gosh. Some of them were very intense. Some of them were, you know, it all depends. It really depended on how well we were prepared. You know, if we weren't prepared for the show, then the rehearsal would be kind of intense. I mean, to the point where, you know, you might even have a fist fight or two, you know, that happens,
okay.
You know. Yeah, and but, you know, you get it together and get everything right so you can go out on the stage and give a great show.
Very true. And with having a collective of so many different people and talents and personalities, who would you say was the jokester of the group, and who would you say was the more serious? Because everybody has a curly mo and so on. So who would you say was the jokester? Who would you say was the most serious? Who was the lady killer, so to speak? or how would you define yourself in that way?
I say Keith was the jokester. And still
okay.
Is. And Johnny was more serious. Johnny would joke too, but he was more serious. Lady killer, none of them really was into that, to be honest. It was mostly just into the music. Me myself, I'm into the music. I would consider myself like the funkster. I'm the one that always wants to, blow up the stage. What's going to happen? You know, have fun and get the audience going and stuff like that. Yeah.
And in everyday life, like when you guys get together or you're just by yourselves and with your family, what is that like being, or have you been recognized just out in public out of nowhere? Hey, you're from Heatwave. You play bass. You're on keys. You're vocals. What is that like? And have you ever had that experience in being recognized publicly?
Not a whole lot because, you know, when Heatwave was in the heyday, you didn't have video like we have today. You know, you didn't have that type of exposure. Now,
right.
What does happen is sometimes we do venues, and especially the big arenas where they have the two big wide screens on both sides of the stage, and they
right.
have these cameras where they have close-ups on you, so everybody's looking at your face for about 45 minutes. And so after that, you know, maybe a week or so after that, people still have your image, that image in their head, so when they see you, they say, hey, you look familiar, or, you know, or something like that, and or they'll recall where they saw you at. But other than that, no, I haven't had that. You know, it's not like, you know, Michael Jackson or somebody like that where you're going to see their face all the time. You know, it wasn't that type of situation back in the day.
Okay. What would you say is the most exciting part of being on stage and yet the scariest?
The most exciting part of being on stage is the audience enjoying the music. That's the best
mm-hmm.
part. You know, and the audience really enjoys what you're doing. That makes it all worthwhile. I can't really think of anything scary on stage. Because there's times where we've had power go out on stage. And it really wasn't scary to us because what we end up doing is just singing anyway. You know, I mean, just the show doesn't stop, you know. So we keep doing what we're doing until they get the power right.
Do you still get stage fright, or was there ever a time where you were afraid to be on stage because of so many fans and so many listeners, and of course the fear of mics going out and lights and so on, especially with being showmen? Were you ever afraid to go on stage?
No, never afraid, but I would say you have nervous energy,
mm-hmm.
Which to me is great because I feel like if I don't have that, then I'm losing something. I'm losing that edge. So I like having that nervous energy. The way I feel about stage fright, I think if somebody has stage fright, they don't want to go on stage. Usually they don't go on stage. If they're scared of the stage, then they're not going to go on stage. You know, so I've never had that as long as I've been in Heat Wave. I mean, it's time to go. It's time to go. Even if you're a little afraid, once them lights come on, you know, that fear has to go away, you know.
That's very, very true. I know some people say that, as you said, it's more so excitement and anxiousness than it is being afraid, because you want to do your best and you want to put your best foot forward. And I guess that's where the butterflies come in, from personal experience, because you want to make sure that everything is on point.
I love the butterflies. that
All
means
right.
It's showtime.
Yes, I love that. Butterflies means it's showtime. I'm sure everyone is taking notes and listening to that. And with butterflies and the shows and the costumes and the amazing songs that have gravitated us all towards Heat Wave, what would you say is your personal favorite? Of course, you're going to say Always and Forever because you proposed to your wife to that song. But what would you say is your favorite by Heat Wave?
Mind-blowing decisions.
Mind-blowing decisions. Why is that?
It's just so smooth. It's just such a smooth song to me. You know, and the harmonies are smooth. It's just, the song is just personified smooth. You know, and that's just one of my favorite songs. And I could, a close second would be Ain't No Half-Steppin'.
Okay. Well, for all the listeners and to you, since that is your favorite of Heat Wave, we're going to take a break and play Mind-Blowing Decisions right here in the studio. So if you don't mind, please introduce your favorite by the group, and we're going to cue it into the studio.
Okay, you're listening to Heat Wave's interview. My name is Eugene Phillips, and we're going to get into Mind-Blowing Decisions.
All right, everyone, you heard it live from Mr. Phillips. This is Mind-Blowing Decisions by the one, the only, Heat Wave.
decide how to go. Is she mine? I want to know. So don't think too long.
Mine decide how to go. Is she mine? I want to know.
That was Mind-Blowing Decisions by Heatwave. Mr. Phillips, are you still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So the number one question that my listeners are sending me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, they heard about you proposing to your wife to Always and Forever. So give me the details. Was it on stage? Was it planned? How did this all come about for you to propose to your wife to Always and Forever?
It was on stage, and it was planned. It was in Washington, D.C., a place called DuPont Circle. And, we just worked it out. You know, I knew she would be there, so we waited for the right opportunity. Obviously, Always and Forever is the right opportunity. And we were able to do it. And obviously, she said yes.
That's beautiful. So what was the crowd reaction to that? Because every crowd, every person reacts different to a proposal or marriage, weddings, and so on. Some people are crying, getting emotional. Some people are cheering and screaming. What was the crowd's reaction to you proposing to her live on stage?
Oh, they loved it. It was great. It was it actually was on the news. The local news covered it as well, and It's on YouTube somewhere. I don't even know how you would search it, but I know people have watched it on YouTube and stuff. So, but the crowd loved it, because a lot of the members of the crowd, it was their wedding song as well. So, like you said, opener is one of the most popular wedding songs.
And was your wife involved with the group? Like, was she continuously touring around with you guys? Was she on the road? Was she doing her own thing and maybe popping in on every other show? How was she in support of your craft and the group?
Well, she supports the group, but she doesn't have anything to do with Heatwave. As far as the group goes, she just comes out every once in a while and supports me, but she's not a part of the group in any way.
Okay. So I'm sure a lot of the fans want to know, is there any upcoming new material from Heatwave as well as performances?
Nothing, no new material as of yet. We're always looking, and we're always,
okay.
The thing is, when a group of this stature, you have to be very, very picky, and that's how we are. So nothing yet, but I know we're going to be in the area, I believe, in September. City called Duval, I think it's the name of the city, or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
In San Bernardino. I know we're going to be out that way in September.
All right, and any other performances coming up?
Yeah, we're going to be in Hartford, Connecticut, Mother's Day weekend, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Petersburg, Virginia. And we got a couple of shows coming up in Chicago. So we're still, you know, we're still touring, doing our thing.
Uh-oh. Okay. You know. That's awesome. So what will we be expecting from you guys on stage? Will there be some surprises for the fans? Will there be plenty of classics? What can we expect from our performances, or will we just have to wait?
You have to wait.
Not even a preview, no fan surprises. You can't tell me anything. I'm sure the listeners want to know more than I do. No, I'll have to disagree. I want to know.
It won't be a surprise. Then it won't be a surprise.
All right. I'll have to settle for that.
Oh,
we actually have someone on. I think one of our callers has a question. Can we cue in one of our callers?
Sure.
All right, this is Gigi. Say hi, Gigi.
Hi.
Hi.
And Gigi, did you have a question?
Not really. I just wanted to say hello and God bless you.
Oh, thank you. God bless you, too.
And
thank
good
you for taking the time to call in.
You're welcome. And the good to see Heap Wave.
Okay, have you been to the shows recently?
Okay.
Oh, you didn't hear me.
I think we got disconnected from Gigi, but that's okay.
Okay.
Well, it's good. We've got a few more callers, but I think they're a little bit scared to chime in and ask some questions. So what? No, because we get that a lot. A lot of people will tune in and they'll check out. Some people have the courage to ask questions, and others just want to just sit back and relax and enjoy the show, which is nothing wrong with that at all.
Right.
Any advice can you give to someone who wants to break into the music industry, whether in a band or even as a solo artist?
Well, first of all, I would say, especially to the young people, you have to be better than you think you have to be. What I mean by that is a lot of people go with just, rehearsing their craft till it gets good enough. You can't be good enough. You have to be exceptional. You know, there are so many, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of individuals trying to break in this business. So what's going to make you better than the next guy? You know, what makes you a better singer or a better musician, a better showman, a show person, show girl, whatever? You have to be exceptional, you know, so you can't just settle for good enough. You have to be exceptional. And that doesn't just mean your instrument, doesn't just mean your voice, that means your business acumen as well. You know, you got to learn your marketing, you got to learn the business, you know, because music is a business. And if you don't learn the business, you're going to get taken for a ride every time.
Oh, well said. And what advice would you give to yourself that you've learned over the years now to who you were then in the beginning process of joining Heatwave?
Advice I would give to myself, I would say at the beginning, I would just say in the beginning of Heatwave, I would say I'd just be more confident.
So you were just nervous.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Nervous energy is good. Yeah, nervous energy is good, but you know, when you dealing in a group situation, you can bury those nerves, because there's other people on stage doing what they're supposed to do, so you just kind of fit in and do what you're supposed to do. It's different if you're a solo artist. If you're a solo artist and it's just you on that stage, you can't show any nerves. You got to be confident. You can't come out there and be, you know, but being that, you know, it was me and two other singers and six band members, you know, we just go out there and do your thing, you know. So solo artist, you can't be nervous. Or you can't show that you're nervous.
Definitely. So we've got another caller who just chimed in. Let's see who's on the line. Hello, hello, you're tuned in. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey.
Hello, hello. Who?
Hey, Eugene. How are you doing? This is Jay Michaels.
How you doing,
all
Jay?
Right.
I knew that was your voice.
You did. You knew it was my voice. You knew me.
Yeah, I could tell.
Hey,
I'm glad
I had the opportunity of talking to you, man. You know what, this man, I'll tell you what I know of him personally. This man is a straight-up gentleman. It's an honor for me to know who he is and know the Heat Wave group. His performance, as he says, when you're up on stage, and if you haven't seen these fellas, you know they will actually blow you away. If you have seen them, you know what I'm talking about. These guys together as a group, their harmony, their support for each other, their love for each other, I mean, it's just far and beyond anything that I have seen. This man is a true gentleman, true artist, and wherever he goes, this group, Heat Wave, along with Eugene being the lead vocalist there, will knock your socks off. This is the man right here, and I'm so glad that you have him on your station today, and so your listeners get an opportunity to get who this man is, what he's about, how he met his wife, how he proposed, etc. So a lot of the audience, your listeners, don't know this. And when Eugene comes on and he speaks, and he's speaking from his heart, these people are hearing him, they feel him, and they feel that same thing when he's up on that stage. They see him, they feel him, they leave with a memory that will last them a lifetime. That's what Eugene and Heatwave has given me personally. I have not had the opportunity of putting Heatwave on a stage yet, but Eugene knows me. And we still working on that, and you know, we stand behind that. Eugene knows me. My word's good as gold. You know, we're working on that. So I know he's coming out in September. Hopefully we can get him, you know, a little time after that. But, Eugene, if you're out here a little bit before, you know, we got a show that's coming up here in a couple of weeks. I think you knew about that. I talked to you when I was there in the Honda Center with you. And that was we have the Celebrity Red Carpet Gala.
The Marvin Gaye thing?
That's right, man. You got it. That's right. It's the Marvin Gaye. We're honoring Marvin Gaye. We got Howard Hewitt. We got GQ. You know, Raheem. We also have Club Nouveau. We have Chico de Barge. We have a whole list of artists that are coming here. And I know that you would enhance the show, even though that you're not on the stage, but just being in the audience would enhance the show immensely, that people do know who you are, they do know who Heatwave is, and that you're out supporting this, because the proceeds, as you know, as I mentioned to you before, are going to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, you know, for the children who have cancer, and also the Youth Helpers, which is an organization that helps these children. They take them out of the inner city. I've mentioned that to you. But for the listeners, Youth Helpers, they take them out of the city, and take them to camping and fishing and baseball games. So there's a lot of folks out there that don't know about these organizations, and we're trying to put the word out even more. And so we want people like you and everybody else, all these listeners, to come in and join us to help us, Eugene, help them. And, again, if you happen to be here, we would be honored, man. You know that. And you know me.
Yeah.
We would definitely be honored for you to come on out for sure.
Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. Come in styling and profiling for a great cause.
Thanks for all those kind words, man. Appreciate that.
Well, you know what, Eugene, you burned your stripes, you know, and, you know, you and I, we've been doing this a long time, you know, me for 30-something years, and you just as long, and as Eugene says, you need to conquer your craft. You need to study hard. You need to be who you are from the inside, and that is going to portray on the outside. And when Eugene is up on that stage about being nervous, if he is in fact being nervous, he's fooling you. He's fooling you because this man and this group, they out there and they just blowing you away. This is one show wherever Heat Wave goes that you do not want to miss.
Right.
Wow. Amen.
Well, thank you.
So hopefully
we
appreciate that.
Well, you know what? Thank you for having me on. Like I said, if you don't mind, can I give a little plug out here for my show, just briefly here? I appreciate that. Thank you so much. It's a 2017 Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert in the city of Ontario, California. It's going to be held at the California Education and Performing Arts Center. The address there is 11255 Central Avenue, and that is going to be on May 6th, featuring Howard Hewitt, Chico DeBarge, GQ, and along with many, many other Club Nouveau. So if you're looking for tickets, a direct ticket line, 714-341-0751, or you can visit our websites for any information that you like. That's jmichaelsteamentertainment.com or facesofsuccessradio.com. And with that being said, now you have a wonderful evening. And Mr. Eugene there, buddy, we'll be talking soon. And you have a great night.
Yes,
keep up all the good work, buddy. I appreciate what you do for myself, including everybody else. So take care and God bless you both.
Okay, God bless you too. Tell
Thanks
Kirk
so
I said hey.
Thanks so much, Jay. So, Mr. Phillips, we are back in. We've got a few minutes on the clock. How can we keep up with you and all your endeavors? Is there an official website for Heat Wave as well as social media for yourself?
Well, you can hit me up on Facebook, Eugene Phillips. Eugene, actually, it's Eugene Scooby Phillips, because that's my nickname. So that's there. Or you can hit me up on Twitter, Phillips_Eugene. And if you want to see, of course, we're all over YouTube. And my proposal is actually on YouTube under Heatwave Freedom Plaza, I think it is, because that's where it was at. So if anybody want to see the proposal, which was quite a while ago, I'm dating myself, but it was it was a while ago, but about 1999, something like that, 98, somewhere around there. But yeah, that's on YouTube as well.
Beautiful. And thank you so much for stopping by in the studio. Make sure you get us those dates so we can support you and support Heat Wave as much as we possibly can.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Everyone, that was Eugene Phillips of the one, the only Heat Wave. We're going to jump right back in and close out with some of their hottest jams and top charting singles. This is my personal favorite. Of course, I played it earlier, and for those of us who weren't able to chime in, this is Boogie Nights by the one, the only Heat Wave. Have a good night, everyone.